Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 17, and the 70 returned again with joy, and rightfully so. There was nothing wrong with the joy, but it's what they did. Because we're going to read it. Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Ain't we something? You know, when we preach, man, we did all kinds of miracles and all because Jesus said this. He said to them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, and I don't have that power. If I see one, I'm cutting his head off, you know, with a hoe or a shovel, anyway. Or scorpions. But you know, the point is that there they had those supernatural gifts, okay? You had the power. I gave you the power. I gave it to you that you should tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Remember, Jesus said, I gave that to you. You didn't have it. I gave it to you. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Boy, ain't we something, you know? We cast out devils through thy name, but we did it. That was the thought here when they came to Jesus. Even though they gave Jesus the credit, they said, through thy name, but we did it. Verse number 26, this is where it hit me. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. Let that sink in. They're rejoicing all the great things that have been accomplished. Devils have been cast out and all these things have been done. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice in what? That your name is written in heaven. That's something, and I've read that hundreds of times, but it hit me 2 weeks ago. By God's grace and God's help, I'll never forget that verse. Rejoice not that, Brother Walt, your church is doing well and things are happening and things are growing and moving. Rejoice that your name's written in heaven. He's doing this, by the way, and not me. And not you, by the way. God's doing all the great things that are taking place. But we need to, the thought is, don't be braggadocious about it. Give God the glory. Let me give you another one I wanted to share with you. Again, I'm doing this for my benefit, not your benefit, because y'all all have it together. Okay. And Matthew is also found in Luke, but I want to read this in Matthew. And you know the story where James and John's mom came to Jesus and said, will you do something? Would you set my two boys, James and John, right beside you while you're judging the thrones? Because just earlier in the previous chapter, Jesus had told his disciples, you 12 are going to sit with me on thrones judging Israel in the previous chapter. So somebody's got to sit. Verse 12, in their mind, well, somebody gets on the right hand, somebody gets on the left hand. So James and John, we find, through the mother was involved in this. How about putting my boys on your side? And they started arguing who would be the great, and the other disciples heard this. And they started in verse number 24, when the 10 heard it, those other disciples, who, by the way, were men of God, they were moved with indignation against the two brethren. You know what the word indignation meant? What does the word indignation mean? Hey, that's a good word. I hadn't thought about that. Can I say that's on radio? Can I say that? Yeah, that's not bad. They were ticked off. They were mad. Madder than a wet hen. I don't want Daddy to say madder than a wet hen. I don't know what a wet hen is like, but a wet hen. Mad, they were moved with indignation. You know what prompted that? Jealousy. Only because they asked Jesus first. You know what I'm saying? They had this same thought. Well, I want to be him. Here's what Jesus said. Jesus called them unto him. I'm going to teach y'all a lesson. You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be among you, you apostles, you leaders who are leading my flock, as Jesus is teaching them. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister, your servant. Whosoever shall be chief among you, let him be your servant. You know what pastors' jobs are, the occupation description, is to be a servant of the people. not to run the church. We don't run the church. Amen, preacher. I get accused of that. I do not run this church. We have a men's meeting. Amen. We have deacons' meetings sometimes. The ladies have a voice, and everybody has a voice in this church. Okay. But I'm not to be the dictator. I'm to be a servant. Because Jesus said, as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. And you would have thought they would have caught that lesson. But I found something else as I was looking at this yesterday. In Luke chapter number 22, they're observing the Lord's Supper. And just a little bit earlier, Jesus had told them about, you want to be a servant? Well, you minister, you help. Who's going to be the greatest? Well, the ones that's the least will be the greatest. You know the whole background. They're sitting in the Lord's Supper. The Lord's fixing to be crucified. That next day, he's going to be on the cross of Calvary. They're sitting at the Lord's Supper in Luke 22. When Jesus said, one of you is going to betray me. And they begin to inquire among themselves, which of them that was it that this thing should be done? Who's going to do this? Verse number 24. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. Did you get that? The Lord's Supper. And their strife about who should be the greatest. And they just talked about this just not long ago earlier when Jesus said, well, you know, I'm going to be a servant. You ought to be ministered to them. So I'm just saying, it's a real problem. When people get in a place of leadership and authority, man, ain't I something? And be careful lest ye also fall. So we're blessed with a great church here. We're blessed with great missionaries. And let me just put it this way. I'm thrilled. I'm blessed to be your pastor. There's nothing that I could think I'd rather be doing than being the pastor of Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, even more to be your pastor. Can't think of anything else I would rather do. Preacher, when are you going to retire? I don't know. I can draw Social Security this year. I'll be 64. But I found out if I wait till 67, I can draw even more. I don't know how all that works. I have no clue. Because I ain't there yet, and I have to start learning how to do this thing. But I don't plan on retiring. Now, y'all may retire me. Understood. And mine may start getting where I'm not, even though I'm almost there yet, you know. I can't finish complete sentences, you know. But the thought is, I'm blessed to be your pastor. And I'm grateful. And by God's help and strength, as long as God will allow me to be the pastor, I want to be your servant and a minister to you. And not let any pride or arrogance lift us up because of what, boy, aren't we something. No, rejoice in that your name's written in heaven. All glory goes to him. I was going to get to verse number 8, and we'll do that next week. Let me give you in verse number 8, the book of Hebrews, he has not changed his... Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hadn't lose a thought about remembering those. Why? Because, you know, people change. Pastors change. Missionaries change. I ain't talking even their attitude, but they move on. They die or they move on, whatever. But you know who is always constant in your life? Jesus. He will always be there. I may not always be here. Something may happen to me, or y'all may kick me out, or whatever the point is. The point is, Jesus, he's the solid one. He's constant. He's the one in your life, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not just throwing little pieces out there. It's all in line. These pastors, you need to pray for them. They have problems. Amen, preacher. But Jesus, hey, he's the one. Same yesterday, today, and forever. We'll talk about that next Sunday. Our Father, we thank you for your word, for the truth of Scripture. Lord, allowing us to stand before people, we thank you for that. Most of all, for Jesus, what he did for us. Lord, we love you. We praise you. Glories due your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.